My guest is Bill Dallas. Bill Dallas is the November Taylor County Educator of the Month. He is currently teaching in the Medford Area Senior High School. So congratulations, Bill. Well done.
Well, thank you, Pat. I really appreciate it. I was surprised and pleased and humbled by the acknowledgement of it.
What do you teach? Let's get everybody up to speed. What courses do you teach?
I currently teach Advanced Placement U.S. History, which is a college prep United States history class. I teach several courses of straight U.S. history, which is a required U.S. history course for graduation. Then I teach Introduction to Sociology and a military history course.
So you're busy.
There's a lot of pokers in the fire, yeah, but that's okay.
This is the only school district you ever taught in, correct or not?
It is. I did an internship rather than a student teaching gig in 1984 in Blaine High School, which is a suburban high school of northern Minneapolis. And ironically, that was a school that at that time, Jill Leibert, in fact, was a student there when I was student teaching there. So we've kind of come full circle as, not that I had her as a student, but I was there. So that's when I started. And yes, Medford's the only school district I've taught in 38 years.
I was just going to ask, how many years have you been here? 38 years. So back then, why did you choose education? Why go into that field?
Well, one of the reasons I started, I wasn't sure. I thought recreation. I worked with the summer recreation program. That's where I met Larry Connor, and that was one of my influential educators. And I thought, you know, there's something in there that I really enjoy doing. I coached Little League and worked with summer rec classes and programs, and it was just something I felt very comfortable doing and enjoyed. So I kind of took that route to lacrosse and thought about recreation and then decided to go into education instead.
So what keeps you going? What keeps you interested in teaching and stokes the furnace?
Well, there are a lot of things. I think it's the kids. First of all, getting to know the kids, getting to know their strengths, their weaknesses, their likes, their dislikes, and hopefully having some influence on their understanding of history. That's a big part of it. I enjoy the content. You know, I've always been a military history buff, and the rest of the history stuff has always also had an interest. And then it's the faculty. Working with the staff has always been a real joy, and the guys in my department have been fantastic over the years, and it just makes going to work very enjoyable.
Other than COVID restrictions and all of that going on, what are the biggest challenges you see as an educator today?
I think one of the big challenges is that kids are pulled so many different ways. It's harder for them to focus on possibly the things that I think are important, that the curriculum thinks are important, and the school district thinks are important. So a lot of kids work. A lot of kids are in different types of programs, extracurricular stuff. So it's a time management for a lot of them as well, which is difficult.
Some of the extracurriculars you've been involved in, what are the other things around the school that you've done? Kind of for fun, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because most of the time, well, a lot of the times it's voluntary, or at least you volunteer to do the job, and then it becomes part of your contract. But I coached football for 23 years, and that was a real joy. Worked the entire time under Carl Alberti, who, in fact, was my head coach. I started as a high school student. My junior year, Carl was hired, and I played for 2 years under him. And then when I went to college, I came back and worked in the summer. And then I was hired when I became an educator, a professional educator. And then I worked with him until he retired. And when he left, I thought it was time for a change. And my kids were just getting into high school. So it seemed to be a real smooth transition into that next step of my career.
One of the things that's got to be exciting, especially when you start a new school year, new faculty, new people come in. Teachers retire or leave to go to other school districts, and you have new people coming in. So what advice would you give to new educators, young educators, or maybe somebody thinking about getting into education?
I think that what you need to do when you come in as a new educator is be open-minded. You know, you come out of college, you know, you're all energized and ready to go, but don't take for granted the experience that some of educators that are there that have fought the fight and have gone before you. And, you know, listen, too, you know, I'm always impressed with the stuff that the new teachers bring to the table, their technology skills, their ability to teach in different ways. That always amazes me. And I learn from them as well. It's definitely a two-way street, but it's something that I think you have to be conscious of, is to sit and listen some and be willing to offer some also.
Once again, my guest has been Bill Dallas. He is the November Taylor County Educator of the Month. He is currently teaching history, for the most part, at the Medford Area Senior High School. Once again, thanks so much for coming in, and congratulations.